performance of John McCain. I've listened to every bit of it because he's one of my heroes. I didn't agree with all his politics, but I did agree with his integrity. And so I looked up, I did a kind of a word search on remembering. And I came across something that's very interesting to me. Children are very interesting to me. And this is what it says. It's in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 2 through 7. Keep in mind that I am not talking now to your children. You have never experienced the discipline, who have never experienced the discipline of the Lord, your God, or seen his greatness and his strong hands and powerful arm. They didn't see the miraculous signs and wonders he performed in Egypt against Pharaoh and in all his land. They didn't see that the Lord did to the armies of Egypt and to their horses and chariots, how he drowned them in the Red Sea as they were chasing you. He destroyed them, and they have not recovered to this very day. Your children didn't see how the Lord cared for you in the wilderness until you arrived here. They didn't see. Let me just drop down to verse 7. But you have seen the Lord perform all these mighty deeds in your own eyes. There was a list of some of the things that the children of Israel went through on their trip from Egypt back to the Promised Land. And then I started thinking about the trip I've had, how God has taken care of me through my life. Now, I accepted the Lord when I was in the fifth grade. So the Lord helped me at that time. Lord, I need some help on this test. I need to pass this test. Lord, I'm being bullied. What do I do? Help me. And then as I grew, I was in Vietnam, and I remember saying, Lord, help me just make it through this night. And then through divorce, through trying to commit suicide, through all of this, God has taken me. And just recently, God has taken me through the illness that Jane has, saying, Lord, just let Jane live. And it amazes me that as I get older, I forget these things. You know, when the children of Israel went across the Jordan, they put a pile of rocks. And they were saying, well, why are we building this pile of rocks? Joshua says, because when your children see these pile of rocks, you tell them what God has done for you. Our children here have not had the experience. We have had the experience of having God take care of us. We need to tell our children. And the ultimate remembrance, the ultimate memorial is this. This is where Christ sacrificed himself willingly and said, I love you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that who should ever believe in him will not perish but have everlasting life. It's not just for heaven that I believe in Christ. It's because of every single day that I live. It's because of him. Because there's too many times I should have been dead. But God got me through this. And he's going to get me through the next problem I have in my life. And he will get through you through any problems you have. God is real. God is alive. And this ultimate sacrifice is the reason that we have hope. Because hope is what got me through a lot of times. Hope is what got John McCain through when he was in Hanoi Hilton for 5 years. And hope in a living God will get you through anything. Thank you.